For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Parts of California are blazing out of control. At last count, 12 wildfires are burning in California alone. The Carr Fire burning in Shasta County, torching at least 90,000 acres. A new blaze that broke out in Wine Country, already topping 25,000 acres. The fire behavior is so erratic and explosive that officials are telling residents,
if you feel like you need to leave and nobody's told you, leave. There's a reason the hair on the back of your neck stands up sometimes. It means you should listen to that and go.
Fires continue to race across tinder-dry landscapes, destroying everything in their paths. CAL FIRE's Steve Crawford says the dry conditions are causing the fires to burn in an unprecedented manner.
It's burning differently. It's burning more aggressive than it has in years past.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
With signs suggesting former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen is ready to cooperate with Russia special counsel investigators, current Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani fought back on CBS's Face the Nation. He spoke with Margaret Brennan.
You called him an honest, honorable lawyer just a few weeks ago. What changed?
How did I know? I was being straight and honest. I didn't know that he taped conversations surreptitiously. I didn't know he would grossly violate the attorney-client privilege. I didn't know he would mislead dozens of reporters.
Cohen's reportedly ready to tell prosecutors President Trump knew about the Trump Tower meeting with Russians in advance. Republican Senator James Lankford sits on the Senate Intelligence Committee. Does he believe the president when he said he didn't know about the meeting?
I don't have any evidence that would say that's not accurate. Obviously, that's going to be something that's more into the lane of the special counsel than it will be for the Intelligence Committee.
On ABC, he disagrees with the president's claim that Russians are trying to just help Democrats. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
USA's Rick Vincent reports on another California fire in Napa Valley.
More than a half dozen homes were destroyed in Napa County, California, when a new wildfire broke out Saturday afternoon. The Steel Fire prompted evacuations around Lake Berryessa in an area hit hard in last year's fire season. Hundreds of residents, like Chloe James, were forced to evacuate on short notice.
We're accustomed to it as the new normal, but growing up here, you know this is what you get.
Wildfire spread across California, forcing officials to extend closure of the famed Yosemite Valley by another week and maintain evacuations for thousands of people further north around Redding, where the death toll climbed to at least five. One woman and her two great-grandchildren who'd been missing since Thursday died in Northern California's deadly car fire. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
People in Greece are mourning the victims of a historic and deadly wildfire. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
6 days after the wildfire sweeps through the resort area near Athens, killing at least 86 people, hundreds turn out for a memorial service in the Greek seaside resort of Mati, mourning the loss of family, neighbors, and friends. Meanwhile, dozens of volunteer divers are still searching the sea off Mati, looking for the bodies of other possible fire victims. Hundreds of people fled into the sea on July 23rd, trying to escape those flames. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.